Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. ¿Qué lo que, mi gente? It's your girl, tu prima favorita, Alicia, from Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast. And I'm having this impromptu little podcast episode because I wanted to talk about something that kind of, it was actually really sad. It was a social experiment that a nonprofit did about volunteering in people's times and helping others. And I got inspired because, one, I'm having my first IRL this Saturday, este sábado in Delray Beach. My first IRL in real life. I want to have conversations like it's 1995. I want to talk and I want to be able to ask you questions and just talk, have a cafecito. And so if you want to come and you're in Palm Beach, go ahead. The link is in the bio. Dear God, are we there yet? But today's podcast is about this like social experiment about why do we feel like we can't help others or do certain things without always wanting something in return. Like, what is wrong with us humans? Why are we changing? Why has things changed? So they did a social experiment where they needed kids, they needed people to volunteer to help out for this event for children with domestic violence. They were trying to do something really special. They needed a lot of volunteers. It was a nonprofit in the Midwest. And they were like, we're going to show people how this works. You know, about choices and about who, you know, who we are as people. Because a lot of the things that they were trying to do for the nonprofit had to do with their parents making wrong choices, again, domestic violence or being with certain people in their lives or whatever. It was super cool, and I wish I can link it, but I actually just found it from a TEDx, so I can't even remember how I got there and what the link was, but you could probably Google it. So they did two different requests. They hicieron uno que dice, necesitamos gente que nos ayudan para este evento, para los niños, tal, tal, tal. The next one was, if you volunteer, you get tickets to this concert for free. And I think the person was like a country singer, very, very popular, very big. And the response was crazy. Now, there's two things. The bottom had a disclosure because tú no puedes hablar mentira, right? One, people don't read because on the bottom they actually had to make a disclosure because they didn't want people to think that we're lying, we're really going to give you some tickets. They actually had it in the bottom. There was a social experiment. People didn't even read that, first of all, okay? And second of all, people, they were like signing up to volunteer for multiple times, multiple days. Y yo me quedé con la boca like, yeah, that's so true. Like, ¿por qué? Why do we live in this world that we have to, in order to give our time or give something or be there for someone or whatever the case is, we have to get something in return? Like, I never understood that. I never understood that. You know, kind of like, and when I say get, give and get, it's based on our time. It's based on like not having, so sorry. See, I'm in nature, you can hear it. not having the mind frame, la mentalidad que yo voy a ayudar a este niño. Este niño me necesita. Una hora de mi vida no me va a matar. No me voy a morir. I'm not too good for 1 hour of my time. I don't need something in return for me to say yes to help these children. And the social experiment was brilliant. And it just reminded me of my upcoming IRL. It reminded me about, you know, these nonprofits like UNICEF or even other nonprofits that are constantly trying to get the community involved in something, get the community to do something with change, and people just don't have time. They don't have the money. They don't have time. But they will make time and they will have the money for a Beyoncé ticket. No shade to Beyonce, girl, you are doing your thing. Pero, what is going on with our society? Like, what is going on with humans? What is going on with that? I mean, me rompió la alma. Que, first of all, I have a soft spot for older people, for children, for people in general, families, but for children is my soft spot. Because they're self, like, they don't have a voice sometimes, and they try to, but their advocates are adults, and sometimes the adults could be a hot mess. Pero, entonces, yo me quedé con la boca abierta, como, like, this social experiment is sad. It's tan sad, because it's the reality that, que si yo te invito a una fiesta, tú vas a ir para la fiesta de una vez, te vas a comprar los zapatos, la cartera, el vestuario. You're going to go to the party. You're going to be like, I'm there, planning, right? But will you plan the same to help someone out? I mean, why do we do that? So this podcast today is just all about being conscious of the of your time. Like, how do you spend your time? And do you always need to feel like you need something in return? Like, oh, I hate when these CEOs or these people are like, oh, my time is just too good enough for just the regular Joe. Are you serious? Who are you? ¿Tú crees que tú eres Dios? You're not God. And I recently saw this from a CEO of a company where somebody said, oh, their time is just too valuable and to be wasting it with, like, regular person to help them. And I was just like, first of all, it turned me off completely. And it made me think about that company again. And it made me say to myself, no one's too good for anybody. And your time is the most valuable thing. So I tell you today on this podcast, like, think about where you spend your time. Think about how you spend your time. And think about, like, sometimes 1 hour, 2 hours, a couple minutes is not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. It's actually going to add to you. I hope you were inspired by this podcast today. And if you are in Palm Beach, come out to my IRL. I hope to see you. And if you want me to come to your city or your state, go ahead and email us at hello@deargodareweyereyet.com. All right, you guys. Bye.